There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up for promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas 1000. It is heating up at the Open. This is Dustin Johnson with a share of the lead now at 8 under. Huh?
And he is on 18 the way it looks right now. 4 under for the day. So, yeah, a bunch of golfers on fire this morning and making a run for the title. Cameron Young is going to be teeing off in about, what, 26 minutes, I believe?
Correct.
Okay. Jonathan Von Tobel joins the program now. He is VSiN's senior NBA betting analyst, and he's been out at the Summer League the entire week. Man, the setup looks great. I hope you're enjoying the event. It's a lot of fun every single year. Who do you think wins this event, by the way, before we get into everything else that's going on in the league right now, JVT?
Well, I'll tell you that I hope it's the New York Knicks. I got them at 26-1 to win it, and they have a 3-1 record. So for those who don't know the format, you're scheduled to play 4 games initially. You'll play 5 total. The fifth game will be decided, and some of these teams, their fifth game has already been scheduled because they're out of it in terms of being in contention for the championship game. To be selected for the championship game, you have to have the best record. It's the top 2 teams with the best record, and then it's sorted out by point differential per game. The Knicks right now are 3-1 with the best point differential, but there's 2 teams that will be playing later today that can decide whether or not that's going to happen in terms of them maybe getting knocked out of the top two. Pelicans being one of them. So I would very much like a very close Pelicans win and or loss so I can get this Knicks 26-1 thing into the championship game. But I would say the Knicks are the odds on favorite right now to at least be in the championship game. And it depends on what happens to a couple of games today. But the Pelicans have been playing pretty well. So I'll go on a limb and I'll say it's like Pelicans Knicks in a title game.
Okay. Can the Pacers still get there? I bet
they can.
Yep,
they can, and I got them too. So, like, if it's a Pacers-Knicks championship game, I'd be totally down. What we need for that to happen, Mitch, is they need to win comfortably today because, again, by point differential. So we need them to blow out their opponent by about, like, 15, 20 points, which could happen.
Okay.
And some other results to happen. But I think if you're invested in it, like we are, like, it does make for an interesting watch because you are rooting for teams to lose and you're, you know, watching these games and you're invested in some of the results. So I think from our perspective, if you have bet a team before the tournament started, it's fun there. And, you know, we could talk about the perils of betting game to game, but yeah, from that perspective, the Pacers are still in it, too. They're one of about four teams that could still get into this thing outside of the Knicks.
JBT's not going to get this reference, Paulie, but I need a Kramer situation tonight with the Knicks and Reggie Miller involved. I need a blowout, yes, baby. Exactly what I need.
Get kicked out of the game.
I also bet Benedict Mathurin to win the Rookie of the Year. He was at 15-1 here to spot. I know that was probably a rogue number, but 12-1 I still thought was a pretty good number. Your thoughts on that bet and other guys that you would suggest for people listening right now if they want to get down in this market?
Yeah, I think Mathurin, I texted you, and we were texting about this earlier. Mathurin's been fantastic. 19.3 points per game. He's shooting the ball really well, 38% on about four and a half three-point attempts per game. He looks really comfortable, and I think you're really intrigued by him as a rookie of the year prospect, and also because, you know, you would think he's going to get some run. Like, the Pacers are going with a semi-youth movement here once you get into the regular season, and him being their top pick this year, and here's the other thing, too. Playing in a really talented backcourt, like, there's going to be some space for him. We know about Tyrese Halliburton, what they have there, Chris Duarte as well. And they're going to probably roll out some of those three guard lineups, and it's going to open up the floor for him. And then I think that shot is real in terms of his 3-point shot. So now if we're talking about bringing that forward into the regular season, there's some intriguing talent there. And I think that means some really good opportunities for Mathurin. So I would agree. Like, I think he was at the top of the list. If we're not including the big names, right? Paolo Banchero, Chet Holmgren. He's the first name that comes to mind. And the other one, guys, and his not market has shifted. Some of the best numbers I've seen are in the range of like 11 or 12 to 1. Keegan Murray has made this look really easy in summer league so far. And that, not to say that it's going to translate easily to the regular season, but he's one of those guys that has like 20 and 10 written all over him on efficient shooting, right? And especially when he starts to really peak in terms of being an NBA player. And if he's going to provide shooting for the Kings, rebounding, and some double-digit scoring, he's going to be out there too. And the other thing too is the way the Kings play, he's going to have an opportunity to build up some numbers. And again, you talk about guys who can benefit from having an elite guard. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, he's going to obviously be the focal point of that. They need exactly what he provides. He's going to have a lot of opportunity too for Sacramento, a team who wants to make it to the play-in. I think those are immediately the top two. I find it hard to look a little bit deeper past them, like past the top of the board once you get to like Keegan Murray or Benedict Mathurin, because there hasn't been many outstanding guys, but I think those are the top two if you're looking a little bit deeper.
Spending a time down there for a week and talking to everybody, what's the sense what happens with Durant?
So this is interesting, Paul. I mean, I got to talk to Bobby Marks yesterday, Amin Alhassan, Tom Haberstroh. There's been a whole bunch of people. The sense is that it's Brooklyn by the time the year starts, especially with what happened with DeAndre Ayton yesterday, with the Phoenix Suns matching that offer sheet, because the details of that are the Phoenix Suns can't trade him until January 15th. He can veto any trade that he wants to at this point. And in that date is just really important, right? January 15th, the Suns likely had the best package to offer. It's what Bobby Marks told me. And so when you look at that and you realize that they can't trade DeAndre Ayton until January 15th, even if they want to ship him off, it just makes more and more sense that it's going to be Brooklyn that has him on their roster by the time the season starts. So whether or not he's playing, that's going to be interesting. Bobby Marks made it sound like that's probably not going to be the case in terms of him holding out like an NBA player or something like that. Like, if he's on Brooklyn's roster, more than likely he plays regular season games for them. But as the conversations that I've had and talked to people, it does seem like more and more likely that the Brooklyn Nets are going to be the team to have Kevin Durant once the regular season starts, especially with Ayton now getting that offer sheet matched by Phoenix.
Hence, now the Nets being even money to actually have him at the beginning of the season. Same question then about Donovan Mitchell. What are people telling you, or what do they think about him to the Knicks?
Now that can move, right? So it seems like New York is the spot. And what's been interesting, and I've asked a couple of people about this, because there's this conversation between Tyler Hero and RJ Barrett and which prospect is better, because Miami and New York are the two teams that are kind of floating around the Donovan Mitchell saga that would provide something or want to offer something for Mitchell. But there are a lot of people, and there was actually an article written about this, that the Knicks, with not only their treasure trove of first-round picks so that they can ship off to the Utah Jazz, but that some people believe, any people believe, that RJ Barrett is the better prospect and piece than one Tyler Hero. So the Knicks, I think, are the rightful favorite to land him. I think last time I saw, they're like minus 125 to land Donovan Mitchell. They're also, guys, the more desperate team. And that's what I've heard from almost everybody I've asked. Mm-hmm. I talked to Gary Washburn about this yesterday. He writes for the Boston Globe. Asked Bobby Marks again. Asked Amin Alhassan. Like, the Knicks are so desperate to land a guy. And it's gone from LeBron to Kevin Durant to Zion Williamson to, okay, Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell, that they seem like they're a team that's ready to ship off whatever they need to get Donovan Mitchell. So I would say that the Knicks are the rightful favorite here. They're a team that has the assets to do it. Quentin Grimes, too, by the way, we wouldn't talk about breakout players. He's a second-year guy. But his stock has only gone up. Quentin Grimes has been absolutely awesome for the New York Knicks in the summer league. He'd probably be the focal point of a piece potentially too, if you can talk him out of RJ Barrett. But the Knicks seem to be the landing spot right now for Donovan Mitchell.
Well, yeah, you got to do it for two reasons, as you mentioned. What Rose said when he took the job about we're going to get stars, and you can get a guy who's 26-5-4, and you have one playoff series win since 2001. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is, Paul. I just wonder, like, let's say they get Donovan Mitchell, right? And let's just say, like, Quentin Grimes is the best piece they ship off. Maybe Emmanuel Quickley is part of that, too. Donovan Mitchell is a very good offensive player. He's awful on the defensive end of the floor. And you have him and a very undersized Jalen Brunson as your primary starting backcourt. I think you're probably pushing for like maybe sixth in the Eastern Conference and not really sniffing an Eastern Conference title. Like, it's great. Maybe that's what they want, right? It's kind of like the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves
were so desperate to get a guy, right, to get in there and just make a run that they don't really care what the end result is as long as they get to the table. Maybe that's all the Knicks want, but I just don't see that as a viable contender in an Eastern Conference that could start the year with Brooklyn, with Kevin Durant, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Miami, Toronto. Like, there's many, Atlanta, as we know. Like, there's a lot of teams that are way ahead of them, I think, from a power rating standpoint, even if they get Donovan Mitchell, you know?
JVT, I said this earlier. I am way more excited to see what happens with the Jazz if they pull this off than the Knicks. Because, I mean, we saw it happen already with Danny Ainge in Boston, what he turned that into. I mean, this team could, in 3 or 4 years down the road, my God, the team that he could put together.
And it's cool, too, right, tying into the Summer League, Mitch. Like, you see these teams, right? Oklahoma City, Detroit, these teams that spend a little bit in Oklahoma City that really went into it. But acquiring assets and drafting talent, and you got to be able to draft, and the Jazz have done a pretty good job of drafting and developing guys. But you see, like, what the future is for some of these teams, and that can be really exciting. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm excited for 2 years from now what the Oklahoma City Thunder look like. They're going to be an incredible team, I think. And so it's the same thing with Utah. And Danny Ainge, I mean, how long is that contract with Satan? He can talk anybody into anything, man. It's ridiculous what he can pull from people in terms of their assets. So I agree with you. I think that'd be more intriguing. So congrats to the Knicks for fighting for a six seed if they get Mitchell. But I'm more intrigued to see what the Utah Jazz become with all those assets.
Yep, same here. All right. Have you bet any team to win the NBA title next year yet?
So the only thing I've got, I think I told you guys when I talked to you last, I bet Toronto at 50-1 to win the title, only because I thought there was an outside shot they could get Kevin Durant. So that does not seem like that's going to be the case. So that's the only thing I've got. And I will say the number is going to be available, and I got to wait for it to maybe increase a little bit here so I can get a better number. I just really like what Philadelphia did. So I'm not going to bet it now. It's too short, and it's going to be there all regular season. But if there's one like of the favorites that I were to be tempted to invest in at this point, it'd be Philadelphia with what they added. PJ Tucker, DeAnthony Melton, Harden taking that pay cut to get it done. I'm really intrigued by Philly. I think they got a really good core to everything they added. They need a three-point shooting. They need a defense, and they got it in droves, and I think they're going to be pretty freaking good next year.
You're the man. Great job killing it out there this week, pal. We appreciate the
time. Appreciate it, guys.
And again, JBT and VSiN going to be broadcasting live from the Summer League through July 17th. JBT, Matt Humans, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 Pacific, every single weekday. Also, tons of special guests, exclusive content, and live updates throughout other VSiN shows as well. For more, you can follow us at VSiN Live on Twitter and at VSiN Live on YouTube. We have a new leader, and he's in the clubhouse. Dustin Johnson finished 18 with a birdie. He's at 9 under.
Oh, my God.
He's plus 250 to lead, to be the second round leader. Now make it 3-1. Cam Young going in a little bit. Cantlay 5 under through 9. He's 7 under for the tournament.
Yep.
Hello. All right. Door number 1, door number 2 up next. Two teams with young and unproven quarterbacks have high win totals. Which player do you trust the most to bet the over?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Buddy Jason, hard at work. He was in studio a couple weeks ago. DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games. Blackjack, roulette, slots, live dealer table games, and some huge wins again. A player won over $70,000 on Wheel of Fortune Megaways. Another player bet $16 and won $93,000 on Divine Fortune and $30,000 on Assassin Moon. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. The selection's incredible. New customers claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000, and they start you off with up to $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim this offer. Must be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. The insanity continues. Adam Scott went 7-under today. He's a 7-under for the tournament. He finished the round. This is crazy.
I mean, this leaderboard is shaping up to be one of the best leaderboards I've seen in ages.
DJ, 9-under. Young, ready to go, 8-under. Gooch, Scott, Hatton, Scheffler, Cantlay, 7-under. Kim finished the round, 6-under. Mm-hmm. Rory's ready to go in about an hour and a half. Cam Smith hasn't gone yet. Spieth's 5-under. Oh, man.
Figala is 5-under. I have him 200-1.
Really?
Wise was 5-under today. He's in the clubhouse. Burns is making a push. He's 4-under for the day in the tournament. Hovland put up a 4-under yesterday. He goes in a few hours. I mean, this is just some of the scores that we're getting. People are posting right now. Fitzpatrick now 3-under for the day. He's through 11. Yeah, it's unfortunate that Tiger could not really. He was just bad yesterday, man. And John Rahm is 4-under today. He's 3-under for the tournament.
What's Fitzpatrick for the tournament?
Three. I couldn't find him.
Okay.
And you have McIntyre top 10 or top 20?
Both. Yeah, he was 4-under yesterday.
Right now he's tied for 39th. Under. He needs to put together a good 4-under today.
Yep. Ah, look at this. You son of a gun. John Daly. John Daly's even. Yeah. So is Phil.
Nope,
I love that.
Phil just birdied.
Oh, did he? Okay. So they were both tied for 65th. The projected cut is one over.
That makes sense with all these scores.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Oh, no, it moved. It's now 2-under? Oh, boy. It moved that much?
It makes sense, Paul. Oh, these scores are absolutely nuts right now.
Okay. So that's, because Daly was a huge price to make the cut.
Joaquin Neiman was 3-under yesterday for the round. He's 2-over today on 18. Patrick Reed is 1-under today through 2. So, all right. Shaping up to be a hell of a tournament with all these big names involved. Door number one or door number two here, Paulie. Let's begin in the National Football League. Door number one, 49ers regular season win total of 10 with Trey Lance, and you have to bet an over here. Or door number two, Dolphins over 9 with Tua.
Aye.
You can't pass. You have to have an opinion.
I can't pass.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins. Could maybe sweep the Jets and the Patriots. They closed strong last year. Tua has Hill now. Maybe he improves. Maybe McDaniel helps him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could get the 10. And that division that the 49ers play in, they could get off to a hot start, but I can't get there with Lance. It's got to be Lance.
I mean, would you not say that Lance is a much bigger question mark right now than Tua? Even though Tua hasn't been great and he's been far from it?
Guys who are at practice say he looks good. It's everyone from Kittle to Jerry Rice, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Me too.
But the other thing would be that I know the Dolphins have a tough schedule too, but I just, in that division, I can't see. But then again, they could start 3-0 as well, and they've owned the Rams going back.
Well,
Shanahan's done a good job against McVay.
Okay, the eight, by the way, can we go back to the 49ers here for a second, guys, if you don't mind? The eight games before the bye for San Francisco, they played the Rams twice in the first 8 weeks. What is the NFL doing?
Bad job.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
But some of the games that they have in the first 8 weeks, I mean, at the Broncos, that's on the list, right? I said that the Rams twice. If this guy is going to be shaky. But again, last year, the 49ers were 3-5 at one point, and they were triple digits to win the Super Bowl. I know that because I was betting them.
Yeah.
And they made
tough losses, injuries.
Oh, right. Sure. Close losses. Yep.
Yep. Door number one, Vegas, 115 degrees in the summer. Door number two, Miami or St. Louis, 95% humidity.
Oh, without hesitation, door number one, Las Vegas.
Yes.
And it's funny because when people come out here for the summer league, they're like, oh my God, I don't know how you guys do it. Well, how do you do Miami?
Yeah, I know. In August?
How do you do some
parts of
the Midwest?
I've never experienced anything like that.
It's not even...
Miami and St. Louis in August? Oh, forget about it. Well, you could also say Minneapolis or Minnesota because
you
have to deal with the mosquitoes.
No doubt.
That's another one.
In Chicago, certain times, right? The pockets of the Midwest will get to 95 degrees with 98% humidity. You can have that all day long. I don't want that. It was one of my observations when I went back to Wisconsin for a month 2 years ago. Came back, I'm like, it was only like 75, but 90% humidity? Give me Las Vegas every single time.
105? Not bad out here.
No, 105 is absolutely manageable.
Totally doable. Yes.
There is a difference. When it gets to 115, you really start to feel it.
You feel it.
But 105, I can play golf in 105. Humans plays golf in 115. He loves it.
Yes.
Door number one, you settle for 80 cents on the dollar in a trade for Mike Trout. Or door number two, keep him for another decade under the very likely scenario of never winning anything.
I trade him. I would have to trade him and just take a shot and see what kind of package I could get.
You're not going to get...
This isn't working.
No, it's not.
It's not working.
Never has.
The guy isn't want to... Is he won a playoff series?
No.
Okay, so...
But also, it's management.
It's Kansas City, right.
It's all management here.
Yeah.
It tells you how difficult it is for one person to really... For one player, right, to impact how good a team can be.
This shouldn't happen. You have two of the best players in baseball. You've lost 11 in a row when Ohtani doesn't start. You can't, at some point, you got to blame the players, though, too. Keep firing managers. I know there's been several bad contracts, but...
Going back to our discussion about how you can make the NFL better the other day, and that was ownership, you get 10 years. Maybe that should apply here in baseball. You can't get it right and figure it out with Mike Trout and now Ohtani. Boy, is that a major blemish.
Yeah, I'd chip him out. Door number one.
And this is Captain Obvious here. You're not going to get nearly anything close to what you would have three, four years ago.
I'll try. It's like the Knicks. I mean, John can say what he wants. Mm-hmm. Well, 6 seed. I won one playoff series since 2001. I'm in the number one market. Mm-hmm. I also, superstars attract superstars. So if I get a star, I have a better chance of getting another star. You have to have assets.
Door number one, you're one of the top 10 golfers in the world. You potentially make tens of millions of dollars per year and are recognized most places you go.
Okay.
Or door number two, you're the 40th ranked golfer. You still make seven figures and nobody recognizes you.
Tupac, number two. All I want is money, bleep the fame. I'm a simple man. Number two. Yes. That's underrated. Just to walk around and you're not bothered, and that's... We asked Joseph Ganascoli about it coming up. I'm sure his life changed, and it just overnight.
Just like that.
Well, you're on the biggest show, one of the biggest shows of all time.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, Vito, huh? Yeah.
Right.
So it's very underrated about just walking around about your business and no one knows who you are.
Yeah. Do you want to be... Well, forget Tiger Woods for a second, because he's one of a kind. But would you rather be Dustin Johnson, or would you rather be Tyrrell Hatton?
Oh, do I get Gretzky's what? Paulina Gretzky, or...
Well, I mean, some golfers who are in the, you know, top 40, they do quite well, I'm sure.
Hatton. Yes.
All day long. It's not even a conversation. It's like, I know this is automatic. Because you're still going to be able to travel the world with the best golf courses on the planet and make tons of money and just do it. You can go out to lunch that day and not be bothered. But Dustin Johnson and some of these other guys, no chance.
I think these Kardashians are, you know, a disgrace. I know every high school girl or kid in the Midwest girl wants to grow up and be like them. I don't understand it, but I don't know why you want that life. I mean, they want it. They'll call up the paparazzi. Hey, I'm going to be at so-and-so. Why would you want to deal with that? I can't imagine what these guys go through.
The mom's idea for the tape?
Sure it was.
That tells you all you need to know.
But imagine if DiCaprio wants to go out and get some coffee. I mean, it's just...
You can't do anything. You have all of that has to be under consideration. You step out the front door. Oops, I better not today, because who knows who's going to be looking for
me. What if you're caught in a pick? You're driving in your car. You're like, oh, I got an itch. They say, oh, no, paparazzi got me.
Yeah.
Clooney's picking his nose. Brad Pitt in a bit. I mean, that's, good call.
All right, the VSiN Summer Special is here for only $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. It's coming up soon. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets, NFL, preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. And if you want the full VSiN experience, which features the daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream wherever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. Again, coming up in 35 minutes, we will unveil the winner of the first ever VSiN Baseball Betting Pentathlon, hence the beautiful looking trophy here this morning. Up next, Ed Barkovitz is going to join the program, longtime Philly sports writer who covered the SBC Summit at the Meadowlands this week. He'll explain the biggest issue the NCAA has with offering more prop bets.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Swing for the fences on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook this week, and you make a first-time deposit. Use the code DERBY for the Home Run Derby Monday. Sign up is easy with the Bet Rivers Online Book app or visit BetRivers.com. Deposit $100 to receive a free Bet Rivers bet for a home run, or deposit $250 and get the total home runs for the entire Derby as free Bet Rivers bets. Valid through July 18th. Download the online app today and use code DERBY when you make a first-time deposit. And go to BetRivers.com to see all the latest odds, boosts, and promotions running this baseball season. Bet with a winner and bet with Bet Rivers.
Ed Barkovitz joins the program now, longtime Philly sports writer. He covered the SBC Summit at the Meadowlands this week. I think it was a three-day affair. But, Paulie, this is really cool. The likes of Chrissy Andrews, Vinny Mailulo. I can't even say his last name today for the first time in history. I always get it right, though.
That's why I don't say it.
And
it's a hard name.
Art Manteris all went into the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
Oh, Art. All right.
Very cool. And Ed was on hand. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for the time. How was it?
Oh, it was great, boys. It was an interesting time, you know, spending, you know, all my life in Philadelphia to see and even to get to meet some of the legends, you know, that built this business. Chris Andrews, also in the Hall of Fame. Paul Burns. You know, I met Vic Salerno for the first time. I mean, these are guys who, you know, read about and certainly know of. And then, you know, just, you know, it was almost like a little bit of a Cooperstown moment, you know, for sports betting. So it was cool.
Veal chop Vinny.
There you go.
Mailulo. There we go.
There you go. Piece of cake. Mm-hmm. How about Mattress Mac also attending and being the keynote speaker?
Yeah, he held court for a little while, for about 20 minutes. With David Purdom, did a great job. ESPN's David Purdom was sort of moderating, and frankly, it was just a discussion between the two of them. And Mac, you know, he's already in $4 million on the Astros to win the World Series. He's got some 10-1, I think, for $3 million at Caesars, a 12-1 ticket at $1 million at Wynn, and he wants more. He wants $5 million more at 6-1, and he's begging people to take his action. No, nobody's stepping up just yet, but he's got, as he said, he's got two hands full of money and he's ready to bet.
he said, "I don't have a gambling problem. I have a promotion problem."
Ah, that's what is. Yeah, that was one of the great lines of the day. Because he ties all his stuff. If those who aren't familiar, he ties all these outrageously large bets into furniture promotions. So you buy $3,000 worth of furniture, and if the Astros win the World Series, you get your money back. Well, this year he got it and he doubled it. So he said that there was a guy who had $80,000 worth of furniture, bedroom furniture, which stunning to me. I don't think I've bought $80 in furniture, in the last 10 years. But anyway, this guy stands to win $160,000, get his money back if the Astros win the World Series. So, that's why Mac is double and tripling up on this kind of thing. And his wife said he's got a gambling problem. And he said, "Nah, I don't have a gambling problem. I have a promotions problem."
Good line. Yeah. Why is he so polarizing? Because I think you're right. He's hedging. He's a great businessman. I also think it's genius that he's been able to figure this out and do this using sports books to hedge against his promotion so he doesn't take a bath.
Yeah, and the reason why is because the professional guys, the pros, the sharp guys, they can't get down sometimes $15. And he's, he's busting on $15 million. And, it's one of the, if you ask me, it's the biggest problem with the explosion of sports betting is, all these sort of soft sports books who are more than willing to take my $50 because, I'm not a sharp bettor, or even my $5,000 because I'm not a sharp bettor, but won't take something, some big action from the heavy hitters because, they just don't have the testicular fortitude, if you will, to take a big number.
Right. That's a good discussion as well. I mean, you shouldn't severely limit somebody, but also I could compare it to blackjack. I mean, they'll send the private jet for the losers, right? But if you keep winning, they're running a business, they'll throw you out or cut you off and say you're too good for us.
Yeah, and honestly, Paul, as this thing goes and as these legislation, in new states and Texas and California, if they ever come on, I really wish that this would sort of be addressed. And I don't know the answer to it. Maybe posted limits. I love what Circa does.
Yep.
They'll not only throw lines out there, but they'll say, we'll take $1,000 on a golf prop or something like that. So at least the guys know that they can get down a little bit, And then I think, again, this is beyond my realm. I'm a $50, $100 guy, but I think that $1,000 then can then be negotiable. I think that you get good sports, good guys, good, strong, sharp sports books that'll let the professionals, do what they do, shape their line. It's good for the business, but you got to have, you got to understand that's the way the business runs. But most of these new sports books, they just want the sucker bettors with the $50. And like you said, boys, send the jet for them.
Now, I would say this one more here on Mattress Mac. As I think we all know, social media is not real life. So we see a lot of negativity like on Twitter towards Mattress Mac. But you were there live in person. I'm sure you came across some other like professional bettors there. Like, because guys who have helped out Mattress Mac getting down in the past, Anthony Curtis here in Las Vegas, Frank B., who is one of the most respected bettors in the entire world, he helps him out, and they don't get it. But did you talk to any like pros there that were like, yeah, this guy's a total genius, and I totally understand what he's doing?
If not here, I have run into those guys in Atlantic City, yeah, that do get it. But unfortunately, as you say, the aspect of social media with, the anonymity behind the keyboard where they just rip them, I don't think that they understand that, Mac is not the problem here. The problem is the soft sports book.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, you wish you could get down, five, six figures, but that's not Mac's problem. That's the sports book's problem. And I don't, I think it's something that the sports books need to step up. And frankly, as the sharp sports books emerge, I'm encouraged. I talked to, one of your guests, Captain Jack Andrews, and he is optimistic about the ocean. If I can just talk quickly about Atlantic City, the ocean resort here in Atlantic, or down in Atlantic City, I should say, Vic Salerno and his crew are running that sports book. And as that matures, that could be a destination here on the East Coast for some of those five and six figure players.
Very nice. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Longtime Philly sports writer Ed Barkowitz, our guest. So explain, the NCAA has always been anti-sports betting. They wanted nothing to do with it forever. They're still that way. What is, like, what did they present as their biggest issues, or what would be their biggest headaches moving forward with this, Ed?
Yeah, you know, those were two of the interesting panels. The effect of sports betting on colleges. And the biggest problem is prop bets. The biggest problem that they have is individual bets, prop bets on individual players, frankly, on kids. You know how Division I college basketball goes. You know, a lot of these guys, a lot of the better players are under 21. In fact, you know, and they're accessible. They go to class. You know, they're in dorms. And that allows for a lot of maybe loose information to be thrown out there. And, and pressure, frankly, on the kids. You know, hey, I got you, you know, at over 7.5 rebounds. Now, this is only at the highest levels. I mean, you know, they're not getting that kind of action on, you know, on a Sun Belt game, by any stretch. Mm-hmm. But it's as it grows, you know, who knows how it's going to grow. So I'm all in favor for, you know, putting lines out for, you know, games, because they're only going to get bet anyway. So let's regulate it. But I can see where they're saying about individual prop bets on college players, that, you know, that's a little dicey, because now you get friends and family. And frankly, the commissioner for the MAC conference, the MAC just entered into a data deal with Genius Sports, where they're going to, you know, compile and distribute the data, you know, the statistics, and it's all about information. Well, you know, they made the point that, you know, they're going to have to educate everybody, trainers and support staff, and frankly, the players themselves and the players' families. You know, it's just like a slippery slope that just feels I'm okay with the wagering part of sports betting, but when you get into something like this, you know, I kind of lean toward maybe we shouldn't have individual props on props on individual players.
Games like that. Great job, Ed. Thanks so much for the time today. Follow him on Twitter. He is at Ed Barkowitz. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, boys. Have a good weekend, too.
Yep. Be good.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. I could see, I mean, it would be tough to book some of the stuff on lower league games like that. It's going to be legal. That's been a talking point for as long as I've been out here. Longer than that. Mm. 30, 40 years, probably. So that's regulation, though. And
going back, they wouldn't put that was the McCain thing. They didn't have UNLV basketball on the board.
Okay, up next. If this guy is going to start with four consecutive birdies, you know we're in for one of those days at the Open Championship.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Ben Hayes, one of the founding fathers of Winners and Winers, has been crushing it lately with his best bets. Got another one today for $10. Go to VSIN, PTBP, oh boy, BTP80 at checkout. Why did they do this? Why? Pick will be released at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. 9-2-1 run his last 12 best bets. Loves today's play. $10. VSIN, B as in boy, T as in Tom, P as in Paul, 80 at checkout. Winners and Winers, best bets back with a win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losing picks.
Take two in three. Two. And
well, if I give you the, if I also say, you might not know what I'm saying.
You know, I know what you're saying. I'm picking up your point down. Okay, so let's take a quick peek here at the current odds with the Open Championship to be the second round leader and explain what golfers are doing. So I need to pay off the tees here, Paulie. I could give you 50 guesses at which golfer started today's round, birdie, 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 birdie.
And is it the big fella with the cigarette? Any chance? No.
John Daly?
Yeah.
No.
I thought he had a birdie early. Okay.
It's Garrick Higo.
Come on.
Started birdie, 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 birdie. He's 4-under now for the day and for the tournament.
Oh, my God.
So it's been that easy this morning for like every golfer not named Tiger Woods or Max Homa in the same group. But you have, right now, Dustin Johnson. He is the leader in the clubhouse. He is 9-under for the tournament. At DraftKings, he's plus 850 to be the end-of-round leader. Hatton, Scheffler, 8-under for the tournament. Oh, my good Lord. Cam Smith did it again. Birdie to begin his round.
Hello.
So now he's 8-under, and he just flipped into the plus 150 shorter shot on the board to lead after round two.
It's his
you
time.
Have him.
It's his time.
I don't have him.
I got him top Aussie, too, which I can't believe I have to sweat there with Adam Scott, who went 7-under today. My God. Cantley's 5-under for the round, 7-under for the tournament. Rory still hasn't gone yet. Spieth was 4-under. Answer 4-under, 5 for the day, 5-under for the tournament. My God, the cut, projected cut is 2-under. And that great prop they put up here, round two, Mickelson against Daly, they're both 1-under so
far. Are they?
Far.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Watch both guys throw up like a 4.
And be something.
Okay.
Daly was 15-1 to make the cut. He's even. Now, because of the craziness today, he's up to 2-under. But it was going into today, I think the projected cut was 1-over.
Can we get like
so he's even.
Can we get the Diet Coke cam on Daly? Can we get the marble cam on him, please? See him suck down a heater out there.
Yeah.
Garrick Higo is 130 to 1 to lead after round two. So he'd probably have to throw up like a 59 today to have a chance. Right now, I mentioned Cam Smith plus 150. Cam Young is plus 280. You want to take a quick peek at McIlroy plus 450 now? He was 3-1 30 minutes ago.
Nah. No, don't want it. Look at Tiger. 7-over. 148th place. God, out of 156 golfers, he's 148.
I'll go way down the board.
Oh, man.
Hovland has not teed off yet. That's coming up in an hour and 20 minutes. He's 45-1. And X-Man, Schauffele, he goes in about an hour and 10 minutes. He's 65-1. if all of these golfers are going out there and putting up 5, 6, 7 under, they're going to need a break. Like Cam Smith might be 15 by the end of the show.
We're getting the wind and rain tomorrow at some point. If not, it's going to be 20 under to win this damn thing.
I know. And yep. I'll tell you, Jordan Spieth was on an absolute heater himself. He has since cooled. He was 4 under through 9, and he has posted back-to-back-to-back pars. I have him top 10. I don't have him to win it, but I like to see him. Can he close like with a couple more birdies here? Is that possible? Cantlay, plus 750 to lead after round 2. Again, this leaderboard is just, it's absolutely amazing right now.
Good fun. Eclectic mix. Yes. Yeah. Keep it going. That's great.
Okay.
Does this deal get done this weekend?
Mitchell.
He just tweeted Spider. I don't know what that means. He's I know it's his nickname, but he just put the spider with his tweet, with the spider emoji. According to one report, it was very close. The Jazz want 6 first-round picks, Toppin, Quigley, Grimes, and someone else, and the Knicks said no. But I think, the Knicks have the most to offer. I don't think they'll have any issues giving up 6 number ones. I can't. The thing that I find
out... No issue giving up 6 number ones.
I don't know. Not if I'm the Knicks. I do not. Also, with the fact my job's on the line. I mean, if I'm Rose in the front office, my job's on the line. I promise I came in talking a big game.
Well, this
I'm going to get these stars. All these guys are coming. You watch. We know these guys. Pfft, nothing's happening.
This could be the nail in the coffin in 2 years, then.
Got to get them.
You want to give up 6? Now, are you saying 6?
I don't care about those picks. Is that because
of what Gobert got?
That's what I'm up against. He's ruined it.
So forget about that. Forget about that trade for a second here.
A guy's 26, 5, and 4.
Would you still give up 6 first-round picks for him and players?
Mitchell?
Yes.
With all the picks that I have? Yes, because I find it fascinating. It's hilarious that they don't want Barrett. Why don't they want Barrett? Number one, he's due for a contract extension, big money payday coming up, but also he's too good because they're tanking. And they want to get just like, man overboard, we got to clean everyone out.
I love that idea from the Jazz standpoint.
No, we don't want Barrett. He's good.
Well, we don't want to win games. We want 20 draft picks in these 2 trades that we're going to make, and we want to make a run at Wembanyama next year, first overall in the draft.
Let me keep topping. I'll give you the 6 picks and the other guys.
Okay, think about this.
Grimes has looked good in camp.
They were the one seed last year in the West.
Yeah.
And now they've gotten rid of, if this happens, they're going to get rid of 2 of their best players, right? The Jazz could turn, they could be bad for 1, maybe 2 years and turn this thing right around.
Yeah.
If they play it right, and so far so good, and if they pull this off for Donovan Mitchell, I mean, you got to say Danny Ainge is the man.
They are walking around saying we want at least 6 number ones because of what they got for Gobert.
I believe
Utah very cocky.
I believe other teams in the league are probably convinced the Knicks will do this, and I think other teams in the league are laughing at them. Because it reeks of desperation. And what you've been saying all day long is the definition of being desperate.
Well, I think Miami would do it. Miami doesn't have that many, but Miami would do.
They're not going to get that 3 many picks, though.
They would do 3 and some swaps and give you Hero and Robinson.
Who do you value as the better player, Barrett or Hero?
I would say that's a tough call. Because, how much is Hero benefiting from Miami and good organization? I mean, the guy was a 6th man of the year.
He's a good offensive player.
Well, Robinson was good too.
Yeah, he was great
in the bubble.
I know.
So it's funny what's happened. Now they just, okay, we'll put the Strus kid in there. No problem. And Vincent played well.
Right.
But it's a great organization. But they have the most to offer. It's the number one market. And people will scream, holy hell, if they can't get this done. And it comes down to, well, we didn't want to give up the other number one first round pick. We were comfortable with 5, but not 6.
Well, now their expectations
are... You have to do it.
At this point, every single fan in that city expects them to land Donovan Mitchell. And if they don't, it's going to be severe disappointment. And that leads into what you just said, right? They're going to be like, I don't care what we have to give up. We have to get this guy.
He's also a little... And I know he's bad defensively, but again, that's half the NBA. There's a lot of guys who are great offensively and don't play a lot of defense.
That's fair.
Look at Lillard. Lillard's a hell of a player, but he's got defensive issues as well. He just got $60 million a year almost. But we're getting into Ayton territory here. But it's ridiculous, like how the Suns treated him. And like, well, we don't want him. He's not that good. This guy's 26, 5, and 4, Mitchell.
And I don't think you can forget what he did in the bubble.
Right.
Because that was...
He can take over and dominate a game.
A series.
That too. Right. But maybe there's a little bit of, I have Gobert behind me. I can take chances. I can half-ass it defensively. Who knows? But as Ainge has said, last year wasn't any fun. It was a disaster. They missed their window. They know what happened. They should have gone to the finals, or at least the conference finals 2 years ago. They paid the tax. They went out in the first round, and they got beat by a team that didn't have their best player for half the series.
Yep.
So, and there's more moves coming. You know, I would like to see how the money works, but can you throw in another score? Can I get a Clarkson out of this deal if I'm that? I don't know. But they're going to move Clarkson. They'll probably move Beverly. They'll probably move Bogdanovich, too. Everyone's going.
Put Danny Ainge in the Hall of Fame if he pulls this off again as an executive.
Who knows? It might get up to seven. Maybe they hold on to another player or two and they give up seven first-round picks. I don't know.
At some point, you got to draw the line.
Well, it ruins it for everyone else now. The Gobert trade has ruined it for everything else. Now, that's the going rate? Because a team that's made it out of the first round once in 33 years is desperate and says, okay, new ownership, here we go, for a guy who averages 16 a game and you can't drop a play for him. Great defensive player, but
I know.
But that's why it's an asinine trade. Will Minnesota win two series? You say, no way. Mm-hmm. No way they're going to the conference finals. Yep. That better happen when you give up five number ones, right? But not the case.
All right, up next, we are going to unveil the winner of the first ever VSiN betting pentathlon. I will say it was a really fun week, and I hope that we do it again sometime soon down the road. And Joe Ganascoli is going to join us as well. He played Vito on The Sopranos. So much to get into with him. How often would they need to do another take because of all the laughing during certain scenes?
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the evening customer service in the evening customer service in the evening customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.